Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hey guys, we should do some Hot Topics here.
What do you think of that?
Please. I do have some more questions about your cruise, Warren.
Okay.
14-day cruise to the Caribbean or Caribbean, I believe,
is where you went.
And your ports of call, you said, I know you have notes because...
I do, because I can't remember.
I do that stuff too, yeah.
Yes. We left out of Fort... Do you want me to...
Yes, please, sir.
We left out of Fort Lauderdale. We traveled 2 days at sea. We went to Bonaire, Aruba, Syracuse. I thought it was Caraco, but it's Syracuse.
Okay.
Another day at sea, and then Barbados, Dominica, St. Martin, San Juan, 3 days at sea, and New York.
Wow, that is a ton.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot.
It was fun.
When you got off the ship, did you... I mean, you have the ability to do, like, what do they call those things that you do when you go?
Activities?
Yeah, like an activity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
excursion.
Excursion.
One-off trip.
We did zip lining. Lorraine and I did
zip lining.
Yeah.
Let's go, big guy.
Buddy. And there was another zip line that was, I think it was on the last island we were on.
So where were you when you zip lined?
I think we were...
Well, I guess it's not super important, but my question is, you were never concerned safety-wise.
No, I felt good about it.
And Lori has never ziplined either?
Oh, no, and she just loves stuff like that.
She's more of a thrill-seeker than you?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. I think we were in Barbados when
did you do that. A series, or was it just like a one-time...
It was a series.
So, like, you zipline,
yeah.
And then you walk to the next one, or they
Well, you'd land on a platform.
Yes, sir.
And then they'd rehook you and everything, and everybody get there.
And you'd go from that platform.
Yeah, we went like five of them. The last one was a really long and steep one.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
And how'd
fun.
You do with it?
Oh, great.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That is fun. Wow, good for you guys.
Josh and Jolene did one with their kids. They booked it on the ship.
Your daughter and son-in-law and their children.
And their children.
Okay.
They did the, it was on the last island we were on, which was San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the zip line was a half mile long.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How long did the one that you zipped, I guess, how long do you think you were on it?
Oh, golly, probably 30 seconds or
okay,
something.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And did you pencil to go faster, or did you starfish to slow yourself down?
I did neither. I just let her go, whatever that means. Go as fast as we can.
Okay. All right.
And then when it automatically breaks at the end, you go, whoa.
Yeah. You know, that's cool. Well, good for you guys, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Had a blast.
So was there any other excursions you did on the cruise?
We did one. It was just a, I was saying ski lift. They don't ski in those areas.
Okay.
There's no mountain. But I mean, it was just a chair.
Chairlift, yeah.
You'd go up, and then you get on another one and go clear to the top, and that's where Josh and Jolene and the kids
zip line down from there. Okay,
it was, I mean, the city looked like little ants down there.
Absolutely,
that's how high we were. And the wind
was,
it was a blast.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you didn't do like a donkey ride or ocean excursion.
No, we took, our third one was a tour around New York.
Okay.
Did you
actually took a tour around?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to do it. Yeah.
Did you drop a line off the side of the boat?
Did you a little fishing?
No, I asked Lori. I said, when we got on and we were standing on deck looking down at the water, I said, I don't think your fishing pole has enough line on it.
All right. That's crazy how tall it is.
And when we were in Fort Lauderdale, it was a kind of a spur of the moment thing. We did an airboat ride.
Oh, nice.
With the gators and all that.
So you went a day early. And did all that.
Uh-huh.
That is awesome. Yeah, and what did you think of that thing?
Oh, I loved it. That was so fun.
Done one of those, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's weird how shallow the water is.
In New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Were you afraid of the gators, or you're like,
no,
hey,
not at
totally
all, but
fine.
Boy, they were big.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's weird.
Yep. That was fun.
What a great vacation.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Did you take a ton of pictures, or do you think you did a bad job in that, or
no,
how'd you do?
I think I took a lot.
You took a lot, good. Yeah. Well, good deal.
I need to figure out, have somebody like Monty. I've got one of those little things you plug into your phone to put it all on there, because I guess a doggone many pictures.
So you're trying to dump it off onto a hard drive of
something,
some sort?
Well, yeah, whatever you do there. Mm-hmm. And my phone's getting heavy. It's got so many pictures in it.
Okay.
That was a joke, Monty.
Okay.
thanks for explaining that was a joke. That was good to know. Oh, is that really heavy? Because you have the pictures in there? No idea.
And you know what Lori said a lot of the times? Wouldn't it be fun?
Shut up, Warren.
Well, that too.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to guess. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't it be fun if Bruce was along?
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, she did.
Bruce, would you do the zip lining thing, or you're not a zip line guy?
I probably not. I never have done it, but I would probably try it once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always ask this question, and then I don't. It's kind of a weird question to say, are you afraid of heights? I don't know anybody who's like, man, I really love heights.
Yeah.
You know, it's a unique person who loves to be in that situation.
Changing a light bulb at 30,000.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of weird. You know, it's just an interesting thing. But does it really bother you, heights, or no?
It can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
Yes.
Let's all ask this question together and look at him when he answers it. Steve, would you be interested in zip lining?
Yeah, no, I think that would be fun.
Hey! Yeah. That's right, I forgot. He's a daredevil. He already parachuted.
Isn't there one over in Idaho where the ski lift is that goes up where there's concerts and stuff?
I don't know if Silver has it or if... Is that the one you're thinking of?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if they have a zip line or not. They might. I know there's some locally. Yeah, that's very cool. So any other excursion or any other, like, really something that, you know, you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to tell everybody this is what happened to the cruise?
The food, the entertainment was just, I mean, there were some comedians on there that were just hilarious. Some not so good.
Some not as funny.
Well, you don't have to talk about yourself. Come on now,
Warren. Like, hey, thanks for coming to the show. Sir, get off the stage.
And I thought of you and Kevin, you know, and the radio station on this one. There was a girl there that actually sang with ABBA for a while.
Oh, wow.
And she did a concert. And that girl, man, she could sing.
I bet, yeah.
Oh, she was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she sing Dancing Queen?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
She was good, and I got a short video of that.
Nice, I bet. Yeah, you should try to do something with the pictures. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. You can do, like, books, like, you know, for, like, a coffee table book. That, because sometimes you're sitting
there,
watching TV or whatever, and people come over, and you go, oh, hey, we went
that'd be a good idea.
It is kind of fun.
It's funny how you think of stuff like that.
I don't. My wife does.
Oh, your wife.
It's a wife thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But those books are cool, because a lot of people will when they visit, and you can just, they're like, oh, did you guys go to, you know, wherever?
You never thought of that. Kelly Turesky does stuff like that.
She's smart. Yeah. Uh-huh. You can always ask. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's lots of places you can do it. It's just online. You can upload your photos and boom, they send you a book.
Boom.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, just boom.
Do you think you'd go on another cruise, Warren?
Yes, absolutely I would.
That's great.
Uh-huh, 100%.
Also, I thought it was interesting that you talked to us off the air about how the fact they have the stabilizing with the ships.
Yeah, on the side of the ship, of course.
Because some people have been on them before, and they tend to list, or it's windy, and it's rough at sea.
And we bought the meds that go behind your ear and all that. We never even felt like, not even close to needing them.
Nothing. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you
Jay
for sharing.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Looks like the zip line might be in Wallace.
Oh, Wallace.
Oh, Wallace. Yeah, that's also in Idaho, Warren, in case you want to head over there.
It is. Yeah. I do. Are you in,
Steve? Together?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. If you guys do that, that'll be great. Bruce, you and I can go in video.
And video, yes.
You want to
video and stuff.
Video and stuff.
I've ziplined a couple of times, and I feel like, you know, yeah, it was fun. And I'm like, yeah, it's fun.
That's good. That's kind of it.
Yeah, I'm good. Check.
Yeah.
Check it off the list. How about bungee jumping?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Bungee jumping, there's a no.
That's a no on that.
That's a no for me.
Yeah. Steve, bungee jumping, you're a big thrill seeker guy.
Ooh. Afraid to hit my face on the bridge.
Yeah.
Valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
The ones that they always end up, and I don't know, you know how sometimes you'll get on a social media thing will pop up and you watch it, and now you get a million of them, of course.
Right.
It was roller coasters for me for a while. They kept showing the world's fastest, most scary roller coaster. And then they would show it, and I'd be like, getting nauseous watching it because they're filming it as they're sitting on it, which I know, Warren, you'd probably like that.
I would, but some of them, man, they are crazy.
The straight down, then spinning like a drill bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm good. That's good. It goes 100 miles an hour straight down. Why?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then the other one was the bungee jumping off the, and it's always like, hey, here we are in the middle of XYZ jungle. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm already out.
Yeah.
Yes. There's spiders there.
I'm like, I wouldn't mind some sort of safari or jungle thing. But
right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm in the middle of a jungle and I decide, here's what I want to do, bungee jump off this gigantic bridge that, you know, and overhangs rocks.
What happens when a gator grabs my foot when I'm down there?
Just a no. Sometimes at some point I feel like we're trying too hard.
I think you're right.
Guys, I think we're trying too hard. All right, well, we got left to give away. What do we have, Steve, to give away? Another chance to qualify for the Seahawks versus the Niners.
Yes, sir.
And then what do we have left for the fair to give away today?
A couple of truck and tractor poles.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that is a good time, Warren.
And I think there's another Clay Walker left.
All right, well, if you want to win something to the fair, we'll figure it out here as you call 509-441-0999. We can take caller number 7 right now. Either a truck and tractor pole or maybe a demo derby. We also have some Clay Walker tickets yet to give away, I believe. So 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I feel like every time I would see a kid with a rolling backpack, I'd say, what time is your plane leave? Yes, Bruce? You know?
Kevin James.
100 kids are such wieners. What, I'm a rolling backpack? Why can't they pack books like we used to?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two with the Friday crew. Fair starts today, guys. Spokane County Interstate Fair. Anybody going to go to the fair?
We probably will because Lori. I know Lori will want to go.
She loves the fair.
Yeah.
If you could choose, or if you had to choose, you get one fair food. Rest of your life, no other fair food. What are you taking?
Probably a hamburger for me.
Just a hamburger?
Yeah, I just love
it. Wow, way to step out.
On the ship, you could have all you wanted.
The hamburgers? Yeah, they have lunch, the whole 24-hour food thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous.
Oh, 24 hours.
Yeah. Ooh. That 24-hour thing changes the world.
Oh, yeah.
24-hour room service or 24-hour availability to, like, burgers and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's have some fries. It's midnight. Don't care.
BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and a hamburger. You know, on a...
So that was the condiments or the BLT part?
Whatever you wanted, yeah. But that was the one I was
yours. Yeah. So you had a BLT burger.
Sweet
BLT
potato fries, regular fries, potato chips.
Oh, my.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a heck of a...
You were living the life of luxury.
Oh, I was.
That's a heck of a 14 days.
Yeah.
Still be able to button up after that?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
I actually lost a little bit of weight.
No way.
I think I sweated it out.
Okay. A little hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce, what's your fair food that you can only have for the rest of your life? You're not having anything else. No other fair food for the rest of your life. You only get one.
I mean, you can have other food.
You can just
only fair food you can have.
Right.
What the? hot dog with the...
Oh, corn dog.
Yeah. No. Mm. Hot dog with sauerkraut on it.
Oh. Whoa.
Stepping it up.
Sauerkraut dog.
Yeah.
You want a German sausage with that or just regular or all beef?
German sausage. Beef.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Him and Lori, that's what they...
Wow. Heartburn for your life. Yes, Monty.
I'm gonna go with the Longhorn barbecue chicken.
I know it's hard not to do the Longhorn thing. I mean, I feel like I get that. I hardly ever go to Longhorn, but at the fair when I see it, I'm like, it's natural.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Yeah. Not a salmon sandwich.
Nope. Negative on the salmon sandwich.
They were a pig out in the park. They were there.
Were they? Did you want to pig out too?
Yeah, we did.
Dude, what you're like.
Oh, man, we're...
It's like a spokesperson for travel these days.
We're like retirees,
aren't
we?
Why don't you do a travel blog? Hello, folks. This is Warren and his wife, Lori. We're here at a travel blog. Today, we're at Pig Out in the Park. And they just have, like, circus music in the background.
Yeah.
You can see the carousel there, and then Warren just wanders into stores. You know, my great-grandfather, one time sanded the floor of the original carousel. No one cares, but you're getting the story in it. Now, what was the story again with the carousel?
My grandpa played in the band. It was a live band originally.
That's still a great story.
Yeah.
I think we need to start that. Warren's travel blog.
Yeah. And when we go off the air, I got more to tell you about.
You seem to do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of never ending, really, Warren.
It is. Yeah.
Imagine on a blog, you could tell the story, or a vlog, you could tell the story.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. He says, and I can't tell this on the radio with the Jerry and Kevin show, but one time my grandfather,
censor.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What else?
Going to the fair, Jay?
I'm going to go to the fair for Clay Walker.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I'll go back a second time or not. I don't really know yet. Sometimes it's a spur of the moment thing. Depends on all the other plans and et cetera.
Copy that.
You're going? No going?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Wow.
My wife has made that decision.
She's the executive decision made by your wife.
No, I mean, I asked her if she wanted to go, and she's like, "Yeah, I'd like to go."
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. That's great. Good deal.
We haven't been to the fair in quite some time because.
You're going to notice a lot of similarities.
Yes.
Yeah.
I figure you can go about every 5 years and you can, you know.
Yeah, depending on whether you like the entertainment. I mean, usually there's the hypnotist. That's always kind of fun to go.
Right there at that back entrance.
Same one, yep. Yeah. And the same little stage that's off there to the left as you're facing the grandstand.
Right by the hot tubs.
Correct, yes. And then I don't know how extensive the old tractors are. I'm sure you guys would probably like that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
They're through the trains, and then there's the cop air right on the left.
Right,
the sheriff's apartment right there with the motorcycles.
Longhorn closest to the grandstand.
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
No.
Which, but actually, I kind of like it. I don't want to have to go in and search.
And reacquaint yourself.
And relearn. Yeah. I like, you know, it's kind of like, you ever do the thing, Well, the Costco is notorious for this. You walk in and they move stuff.
Oh, yes.
They're like, oh, well, that's now over there by that. And I'm like, why? Guys.
I know.
Good. Yeah. And, of course, the theory for them is they want you to walk a different way so that you see different stuff.
And buy more stuff.
You buy more stuff. More. I get it. I get the whole thing. Oh, yeah. The fair, we don't need that.
No,
I want to be able to walk in blindfolded and walk
right up to the booth.
Right to where the guy does the, you know, the mechanical bull. And then I know I got to go, you know, down that same right side as I head toward the grandstand to get the Longhorn. Turn around to my left and go directly over to see the hypnotist. And then back a little bit to my right and walk into the grandstand, watch Clay Walker. When I walk out, I'm going to go back through where the big slide is for the little kids.
Yep.
Right by the bathroom.
Yep.
And I'll see you there.
And then I'll walk through the rides and to the parking lot.
And you'll be out.
There you go.
And now I know my way around. You blindfold me. I know where to get to.
Uh-huh.
Don't move stuff around on me.
Don't do it.
Don't you dare do it.
No.
So, Steve Fair?
Well,
see, it'll all be all new to him. Well, no, did you go last year?
No, he wasn't here yet.
You were here last year.
No, I was not.
No. Oh, yeah. It's an experience as
a
newbie.
Are you a fair guy?
Enough.
Okay.
I like the way he answered.
What did you have? Otter Tail County in Minnesota? Did they have a fair?
Oh, West and East.
The West Otter Tail County Fair and the East Otter Tail County Fair?
Yeah, and they did not get along with one another.
Whoa, them's fighting words. The county is not that big, is it, to have two separate fairs?
I guess it is.
Wow.
I don't know.
What a controversy.
And that's where in Minnesota?
It is, yeah.
Where you're from.
Well, it's not too far from where we go in the summer either.
Oh.
Otter Tail County's right there.
Yeah. I think they get along just fine.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Can you say that name of that county again?
Otter Tail?
Otter Tail.
Yeah.
Like the creature.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic name for a county.
It is a great name. Guess what they have there?
Otters.
Giant otter.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
World's biggest otter. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
My official new favorite name for a county.
Otter Tail?
Otter Tail County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like every little small town, or maybe a majority of small towns, all have grasped onto world's largest something.
Ball of
twine. Everybody has something.
Right.
Like the, you know, Vergas where we go, there's the world's largest loon. They have, somebody has, you know, Perm has, maybe Perm doesn't have anything, but there's like the world's largest turkey, world's largest
whatever.
Baby dinosaur. And then they erect these giant concrete statues, basically, of whatever the animal is. Yeah. Otter Tail County is the world's largest otter.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
And what's the county seat name of that town?
Otter Tail.
See, that's where it makes it.
Otter Tail County.
It's actually where I was, Fergus Falls.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a bigger city, so it probably would be. Yeah.
Fergus Falls, not Otter Tail. Okay, I got you.
Conflict.
Yeah. I think it was originally an Otter Tail, though.
Okay.
But they stole it from Fergus.
Yeah, it's a whole story.
Yeah,
it's on Warren's vlog. Here we are in Otter Tail. One time my grandfather was a musician, and then he moved to Fergus Falls and took the otter with him.
They took the chair over on a stagecoach. Yeah. So,
I believe there is some sort of controversy.
I'm sure there probably was.
So, Steve, fair food, your favorite fair food? Or did you ask
him? No, I did not, Steve.
I thought we answered this.
Yeah, but they weren't here, so.
I don't remember what I said.
just say the elephant ear, and we'll be able to move on.
All right, elephant ear. No, you know what I said?
What did you say?
Deep fried Oreos.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Really? You did say that, yeah.
Bruce has a funny look on his face right now.
Do they still have the deep fried butter?
Gosh darn kids these days, Bruce. I don't even know what they're doing. I don't know if they do that one, Monty.
Gosh darn.
I'm not sure they do the butter thing. Yeah. Sorry about that, Warren. No deep fried butter.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Warren, how about an onion, like a bloomin' onion?
Oh, yes. I love those.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, see you there for that.
Okay.
More fair tickets to give away here momentarily. What do we have left, Steve? Now we have, we have so many fair tickets to give away for the next, 8 days or whatever it is.
Yeah, let's
Lori took the tractor pull tickets, not your wife, by the way. Hmm. Well, could be. I don't know for sure. Maybe she did call in.
She might have.
So we have one more of those. One more tractor pull. And one Clay Walker.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to give those away before we get out of here today. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is Taylor Swift ruining football?
Is this up to me?
Apparently. You're going to be the voice of it for America.
I don't think so.
Kevin James.
Cameras are on her as much as they are.
Really?
I mean, if Jay and Kevin and producer Steve were there, the same thing would happen.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, chance to qualify. Coming up here for the Seahawks-Niners game. It's Thursday Night Football, October the 10th. Your chance to win those tickets. We'll qualify some folks before we get out of here today. Guess what time it is, guys? What do you think, Warren?
Yeah, it's
Pole time.
Thank you, Monty.
My favorite time. Pole time. It's pole time.
Guys, it's pole time.
Pole time.
Do you put your phone on Do Not Disturb at night?
No.
Bruce?
No.
Monty?
I put it in a whole different room, so technically,
you
yes.
Put it in a different room. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's in my office.
Okay.
I don't have it in the bedroom.
What was your answer on that, Steve? I can't remember what you said.
Oh, I keep it. I don't do the Do Not Disturb.
You just let it. Just let her roll, yeah. Baby.
That's why I was awoken? Awakened?
Awakened.
Yeah.
By Kevin's 327 text 2 days ago. Or yesterday, I guess, technically.
To you?
Yeah,
he texted Steve and I. Like, I don't know, 3:30 yeah. in the morning, 3:25 in the morning.
Why wouldn't you?
Hey, guys, I'm going to go back to bed and try to get another hour nap. Cool. Text us when you wake up.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I put mine in my office.
I put mine miles from where I'm sitting. It doesn't wake me up that way.
Let's see what the poll came out as. A big fat no. 69% said no. 31% said yes, they put their phone on Do Not Disturb at night.
Whole time.
Twice choice.
Know that we got to this one ever. Does food taste better out of a cup? Did we ever ask you guys that one?
Out of a cup.
Food tastes better out of a cup?
I'm going to say no. I don't know.
Those
no.
little Chinese things, are they considered a cup?
You mean the takeout things?
Yeah.
No. I think it's a box, yeah. What do you say, Bruce?
No.
No for the cup.
No.
Kevin seemed to think it tastes better out of the cup. The whole angle. Kevin did. Kevin. He likes the angle of the spoon.
I said that.
Or is that you, Steve?
Oh, you said that.
You, Kevin. One of the guys who works for me.
Yes, sir.
81% said no.
Yeah.
So sorry about your life. Banana on your pizza?
What?
Monty?
Never heard of it.
Never
would try it.
No.
Fruit does not go on a pizza.
I don't like fruit on a pizza either. Bruce?
Absolutely not.
No.
Negative.
Negative. Well, that's good because 100% said no.
Really?
Wow.
100. I don't know we've ever had too many of those.
Okay. Now I want to know where the story came about to put that on a poll.
Yeah.
Steve, where'd that come from?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Okay, so it's just random poll things.
Well, sometimes Kevin will like hear a story, say a story, tell me a story, and I'll be like, I'm putting that on the poll. But at least no one said yes.
Okay.
Do you say sticky note or post-it note? What do you call those little things?
Sticky note.
Sticky note. What do you call them, Bruce?
Aren't they the same?
They are the same, but it's like thermos versus, container that holds your coffee. I mean, what do you call them?
I guess sticky.
You call them sticky notes. Yeah. Well, Monty?
Depends on the day, but mostly post-it.
Mostly post-it, which I think is the brand.
Right.
There's a brand.
It's like Kleenex.
Yeah, right. So it's a post-it note, I think, is the brand, but I always just say sticky. You know why?
Why?
Because they're sticky. Yeah, they're sticky.
That's crazy.
Sticky pulled that one out 75-25.
I do call them a sticky pad, but I usually call it a post-it.
A sticky pad?
The whole thing?
No one's ever said that.
No. Where's my sticky pad?
Where's my sticky pad?
Yeah.
For the whole...
I know. I understand what you're saying.
The whole clump of them is a whole pad of them.
I get it.
Huh.
Where are my sticky notes?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, collectively. Do you order food for delivery? First of all, have you ever done it, Warren?
Yeah. Not where we live, though.
Okay, but you've had it delivered someplace.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruce had something delivered, sort of food.
Just pizza.
Okay, and Monty?
Of course, not where we live.
Not where you live, because you're not.
In the past, yes.
Yeah, okay. So have you ever ordered food for delivery for more than one meal? In other words, like, we're going to have pizza tonight. You order pizza. Would you ever think of saying, I'm going to order an extra pizza, or I'm going to order food from a separate place for a future meal? Yes or no?
No.
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 Negative.
No. Steve, you ever done that?
You mean like...
Of course.
for the next day or for the next morning? Is that,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You're living by yourself.
So...
Prior proper planning.
That's correct. Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. So he just plans ahead so he has them delivered, because now it's only one delivery charge if there's a charge or there's one. And then he has leftovers or whatever the case might be for future meals.
Smart thinking, Steve.
Well planned out. Does that mean you'll change what you do, Warren?
No.
Okay, good deal.
none of the three of us can get delivery.
That is weird now that I think about it, that you guys are so far out.
Yeah.
You're so rural.
How rural are you?
That you can't get delivery.
No.
Could care less.
Do you guys get indoor plumbing and stuff, though?
What?
No. most of the time.
What's that? Everybody immediately plays along. What?
Whole time.
Indoor what?
Never heard of it.
At our shower.
We got the pump at the kitchen sink.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have been on radio before.
Yeah. Just pumping water out of there. Gosh dang it. Let's see what else I have for you. Do you put your phone on Do Not Disturb? We got that one. Do you call it Pinky Promise or Pinky Swear? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, and yeah. I don't. Neither one.
You don't do it, but maybe, what would you call it? If you saw two people, like, hooking pinkies.
Pinky.
I don't know why that sounded so weird.
Pinky something.
What'd you do today? Oh, just hooking pinkies.
Yeah. Pinky Promise, I guess.
Pinky Promise.
I guess so.
He can only do half a pinky.
That's actually a good point. Warren can't do it because he only has half a pinky.
It would have to be an index promise. Yeah.
So in Warren's case, he would only have a half promise. It's easier to break.
Yeah,
which would you call it, Bruce?
I wouldn't call it either one.
You've never done it.
I ain't promising nobody nothing.
Yeah, well, you're swearing some.
I can't beat that, Jay. I'm just going to leave it be.
We'll just leave that one alone.
Pinky swear.
Swear for you, Monty. Promise edged it out 54-46 for the pinky promise. Or Warren's case, half pinky promise.
Yeah.
Bruce's
index
case.
Promise. I'm going to just stay with index promise.
Index promise, yeah. That feels like that's more important. Yeah, I mean, you're serious, not messing around. Oh, man.
Whole time.
Ooh, one more.
Couple of last second ones here for you. Have you ever complained? Have you complained about somebody driving today? Have you complained about? You haven't done it today.
Uh-uh.
Well, you guys had a pretty long drive.
One guy had too bright of headlights, but I didn't say anything about it.
Is it those ones that are like the super bright ones?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What are they called?
Xenon.
Xenon?
I think so.
I wanted to spit a ping pong ball at him.
Easy. High velocity.
Man, those
LED.
Things. Yeah, those are annoying. Bruce complained about somebody driving today.
Not today.
Not today. But how about Monty? Long drive in.
A lot of day left. I'm just going to go with yes.
Even in your own head sometimes, yeah. Not no for me. And it was,
no, there's, I haven't yet.
Not yet, yeah. And Steve, of course not. I mean, Steve lives close together. I mean, he lives close to the station. You don't complain about people's driving, do you, Steve?
Oh, never.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
Never.
I don't know.
That Corolla.
Steve is a very much of a rule follower driver.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you guys heard the story, but one time I was following Steve out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So and we have a fenced in lot just for employees. And when Steve got to where the gate is so that the gate was open, he turned his signal on so that I wouldn't know which direction he was going.
Sure.
I'd never seen that before out of our parking lot, but technically he's right. He's turning. Yeah. So thank you, Steve.
He's letting people know.
I've stopped doing that, and now I'm going to get like a ticket or something.
You probably will, yes. A lot of the police officers just wait right outside our parking lot to see if you've signaled the direction.
Yeah, you won't.
Hey.
Whole time.
Go ahead, Warren.
Steve, have you ever power braked your car and made it tire spin?
Well, you can. It's a front-wheel drive.
Yeah, but I bet he still could.
No.
In a Corolla?
Doesn't work that way with a front-wheel drive.
Well, I don't know. Remember at the other station they had the Cadillac convertible? And I took it home to work on it?
Cadillacs are generally rear-wheel drive.
That one was front.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Where there's a will, there's a way. By the way, the answer was 75-25. No, not complaining yet today about it. And then finally is, when was the last time you had ice cream? Today? Within 2 to 7 days or over a week ago? Warren?
2 to 7 days.
Okay, good. Bruce?
It's over a week.
Okay, yeah.
2 to 7.
2 to 7, wow. Steve?
I think over a week.
Yeah, over a week for me too. Over a week is 66%. Guys, we need to make it less than that. I feel like that's one of those you're like, hey, it's going to be 95 degrees.
You just step up our game.
Yeah, up our game. Go get some ice cream.
How about on the cruise? Every day.
On your 14-day cruise, you had ice cream every day.
Yeah, ice cream up on the top deck.
Did you just go up there and just soft serve yourself?
Yeah.
Or how'd it work?
Well, they do it for you.
Oh, nice.
You just tell them what you want.
And all different toppings?
Do you want popcorn, too? Yeah, they had toppings on if you wanted them. I didn't use them.
Could you use popcorn as a topping?
Yeah. No.
Warren, did you ever go for a walk around the deck?
Yes.
Did the motion of it not bother you there either?
Not a bit. Not one bit.
When you were on the treadmill up on the very top and you're running.
On the side there on the workout room.
Yeah, did you ever bother you then?
No, it never bothered me a bit when I walked through there.
I saw
the Jay and Kevin show. Jay Daniels.
One of the dogs was in your room. Didn't hear it.
Didn't
God,
hear
I wish
it.
I could sleep like that.
No kidding.
Oh, wow. Man. To be young, to be able to sleep like that.
Kevin James.
I just don't think it can do that anymore. Now it's like, click, what? What? Somebody here?
Did the fan shut off?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
So, Warren, on your dress-up days for your 14-day cruise, you went as Iron Man, or what'd you go as?
Like you said, Little Bo Peep.
Little Bo Peep?
Well, because my my granddaughter was there, and she had the little cane thing, and I borrowed it from her.
Yeah. Oh, that's like the little...
Bow ties in my hair and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Very nice.
How cute.
And usually I try to have something funny to say at the end of the show, but I was gone for a while, and I...
Oh, you forgot that it was the final thought time.
Well, yeah, and I usually try to have...
Oh, you're out of habit.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say... hey, everybody, if you get there first, make a mark. If I get there first, I'll erase it.
Wow.
Monty.
Look at that. You even remembered, even though Monty was going to show him. Oh, wow, that's not a a final thought, Monty. Uh-uh.
It is, though. No,
it's it is, I imagine.
Oh, that's true.
Not so nice.
Not so nice.
Very not nice.
Not nice.
Very not nice.
Very not nice.
Brewster, you got a final thought, Bruce?
Since you didn't ask me, I'm going to the... fair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave you? I feel bad.
Gosh, dang it, Bruce. There's a lot to talk. Wow. That's okay. And I'll be there Monday at the VFW booth.
No way.
Oh. Yes.
What about Tuesday?
Wait, what do you guys do there?
Oh, we try to recruit new guys.
Okay.
So it's not a food thing. Oh, it's not the food thing.
Where's it located?
I think when you go in the main door, it's one of the first things to the left.
But it's indoors?
Indoors.
Okay. Oh, all right. In the main building?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Monday to go see Bruce. That'd be great. Let's get a line of people there.
Yeah. Veterans.
I did not know that you guys did that.
Yes, we've been doing it for several years now.
Huh. Have you been doing a part of the recruiting?
Yeah, I try to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does your recruiting pitch sound like? You should come. It's a lot of fun.
What's the hook?
I don't have a hook.
Yeah. You know, we have great coffee and pancakes. Oh, yeah. I mean, what is it? What is it?
I make bacon.
That's good.
Yeah. We're here to help. Yeah.
He's modifying his plan.
This sounds like a dumb question. It might be a dumb question. Oh. I'm not attempting to be a smart aleck.
No, that's okay.
Do you have to be a veteran?
To join the VFW, yes.
Okay. I mean, yes. I wasn't being a smart aleck. It seemed like a dumb question. Maybe it was. I'm just wondering, like, if you had a veteran in your family, like, who was, like, let's say, no longer with us or whatever, then the families can join? How does that work?
Yeah, probably in the auxiliary.
Oh, that's what it is. All right.
I got a question.
I couldn't remember how it worked. Thank you.
I got a question that might be a little smart aleck.
Go ahead.
Just a little bit.
Imagine that.
It's hard to imagine.
So what VFW stands for?
Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Has there been a domestic war?
Not in some time.
I mean, that somebody would actually be able to.
With the name, that,
somebody that would actually be able to join it.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
You know, can't take him anywhere, man.
Yeah. I know. He's Monty.
Is it smart alecky, though? I think it was.
Just pointing out facts, man.
Should I tell him? Should I do it? Should I tell him?
Do it. Tell him.
Shut up, you yapper.
All right.
Yeah.
I got it.
Thank you, Steve.
But it is my turn.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. No, it's your turn.
Open your yapper.
No, it's your turn, Monty.
It's his turn.
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. Well, I really didn't have anything the other night. I wish you were there on Tuesday. We'd come see you at the fair.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Warren, you need to go Wednesday. We got Monday, Tuesday covered at the fair.
Okay.
So if you go Wednesday, you and Laura go Wednesday, we'll have that covered. I'll make Steve go on Thursday. He's got nothing else to do.
Wow.
Make him go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll invite him to go with free tickets and a mandatory go.
Ooh.
And then he'll not show up and leave me crying in the parking lot?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have a booth?
Yeah. No. Heavens no.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. And Steve will just be wandering around.
With the shirt, with the t-shirt.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Steve. Hi, I'm Steve. Hi there, I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Oh, you know what? Dress him up as Charlie.
As Charlie the Coyote?
That would be so funny.
That would be great, yeah.
It's a little hot for that, but you know,
You think maybe 90 degrees in a coyote costume might be a little...
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine, Steve.
You're getting a look.
And I'll tell you, I can guarantee you that the head of the coyote does not smell. I can guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, it should be fine.
No, it's totally fine.
Probably smells like this ping pong ball.
Man.
It's over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, do we have the video of the ping pong ball spitting up yet?
I haven't even... I'm going to piece it together. I'll post it later.
Yeah, so, there's some work to be done there, I know. Yeah. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
But it'll be up sometime today.
All right, that
I can promise.
Uh-huh.
Final thought?
Cool.
Oh, I got lots of thoughts after that.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Bubby.
All right.
Did you call him Bubby?
Yep.
Let's hear it, Bubby.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just made it up as I was going.
It's like Buddy and
Buddy.
Something else.
Like Buddy, but I didn't want to say that because it sounds corny, but yeah. then it sounded cornier.
Let's go, so. Bubby.
Monty just wants to pick a fight with
me. I do.
Today.
Oh, yeah. Totally does.
No, I'm excited for a little football weekend.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
are you, though?
Going to be spending a lot of time inside.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Darn it, Warren.
Hi, this is Warren Strug. This is my vlog. Over here, you'll see Steve sitting watching football. I think that's ridiculous. Football is dumb. I'm going to go outside now. Here I am walking to hello, sir. How are you? My name's Warren. This is my vlog. This is a man walking past me quickly, thinking I'm going to rob him. Hello, sir. My name is Warren. This is my vlog.
Good grief.
Good grief.
Good grief.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
I'm saying, yeah.
Enjoy the fair. Be smart. Be safe. All those things. Yes. But, yeah, get to the fair. It's always fun. It's going to be hot.
Hot.
How hot is it? It's kind of weird to think that it's 20 degrees above normal. That's just.
Golly Moses. That's horrible.
Yeah. I think collectively, maybe as a community, I feel like we're really close to being like, we're pretty done. Are we not? With the 95-ish?
Oh, I told Bruce on the way in, 90, I'm ready for fall.
99 on Saturday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
God. Is that right?
It's hard to get into. That's what I'm seeing here. Yeah.
How you doing it, Monty? Well, you're working on stuff all the time. I worked outside.
Early mornings, stop at noon.
Yeah, should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you'd have to get up.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I put a new deck on my trailer.
Did you now?
Yeah, well, after I got home.
Well, good for you, buddy.
Thanks.
Good for you, Bubby.
Bubby?
Bubby. It's a new favorite word, buddy.
Treated 2x8s, Monty.
Nice. Oh, no way. Steve, you remember when we did that project where it was treated 2x8s?
Yeah, and I got some wrenches in here.
Hey, this is Warren Strong. This is my vlog. And right here, you're going to see some treated 2x8s that I put on my deck on my trailer.
Yes.
Since I got back from my 2-week cruise.
Yes.
What are you going to do with that 7x5?
Monty looks at me like, what?
Like, what is he talking about?
I like that. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Got to go. On the way out, we can qualify you for the Seahawks versus Niners tickets. 509-441-0999. I believe we can take caller number 7.
Where's Livid? Hey, Jay, thanks to you and Steve for carrying the show today.
Well, thanks for being carried.
You're welcome.
Okay, I had to think that one through. It checks out.
Warren was telling why the chicken crossed the road jokes during the break. Yeah. Warren, which crossed the road first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, golly, I think it was the egg. Oh, who laid the egg? Oh, well, let me think about that.
And that, does an egg have legs?
No, I guess it doesn't.
Hey, this is Warren Strong, and this is my vlog. Just asking people who crossed the road first, the chicken or the egg.
See what kind of responses.
Humpty Dumpty had legs, didn't he?
Why are you trying to know?
He did. Yeah. He did have legs. He had a great fall, too.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
The whole
How was his winter?
Good light.
Okay. He's bringing into action.
There you go. Yep.
Bruce, thank you for carrying the show.
Yeah, where's that been for 2 hours? He's like, I can't get a word in edgewise. Didn't even ask me if I was going to the fair.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Warren Strong. This is my vlog. My funny little sidekick, Bruce, who wait till the very end of the show to throw in a great line.
Yes, and he's that way.
Hey, Bruce, you going to the fair?
Maybe.
What are you going to eat, Bruce?
Hot dog.
Well, that's sauerkraut.
Yeah. Oh, sauerkraut. I forgot, yeah.
So glad you came. Oh, bye-bye. Man.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. We'll see you back here on Monday morning.